Hey everybody, welcome to the All Things Fishing Podcast, a podcast where each week I talk about just that. This is All Things Fishing. Hey everybody, I'm excited to be recording the 31st episode of the All Things Fishing Podcast this week. And this week, before I started recording, I was thinking about what episode I should do this week. And I thought this would probably be a pretty good episode to do. So this episode being making a pocket fishing kit, because it's warming up, the temperatures are warming up outside, fish are biting more people are fishing. Because you're fishing more, you're going to be fishing in different situations more. Some of those situations might be situations where you don't want to carry your whole tackle box. I'll list some of those situations in a minute, but, yeah, so I just decided that this episode might be a good episode to do this week specifically. So like I said, this week's episode is about making a pocket fishing kit. In this episode, I'll basically explain some situations where you might want one, the things you'll need to make one, what I have in mind, things you might be able to shove into the in there, containers you can use for a pocket fishing kit, all kinds of stuff like that. So yeah. So here's some situations you might want to use a pocket fish, or you might want to have a pocket fishing kit in. So if you are on a stream, or really if you're on a hike and you think you might be fishing a bit during the hike, but you're not sure if it's the only thing you're going to be doing, then it's a very nice like a little pocket fishing kit with minimal stuff in it, only the things you absolutely need. It's a very nice thing to have, because like my tackle box, I have way too much stuff in my tackle box right now. It weighs like 6 pounds, and that's, you don't want to be carrying that for a whole hike. Yeah, you don't want to be carrying that much weight with your arms for a whole hike. Yeah, so a pocket fishing kit is a very nice thing to have in a situation like that. Also, if you are like on a lake or on a stream, you think you're going to want to fish a bit, but also you might be swimming. You also probably don't want to have your whole tackle box with you in that situation. Basically any situation where you're going to be fishing a bit, but not maybe the whole time you're out. Any situation like that is a situation you're going to want a pocket fishing kit in. So, things you'll need for the things you add this. So the whole idea behind the pocket fishing kit is taking only the things you absolutely need. So next up is things you really do need to have in that pocket fishing kit. So the container I use is just like us. It's basically like a medium-sized sprinkle container. Any container, however, will work. Any container will work for as long as it fits in your pocket. If it doesn't, I mean, that's kind of useless because then you have to carry it. So in my kit, I have 6 pieces of terminal tackle. That's like 2 things of the main terminal tackle, I guess, different things that you'll need. So that's 2 hooks, 2 swivels, and 2 sinkers. So you also want 1 spinnerbait, 1 soft plastic worm, 2 jigs, because jigs are super tiny, and you can actually probably fit more if you have a big enough container. Yeah. And then no matter what, whether I'm fly fishing or not, whether I have my fly rod with me or not, I always have sometimes 8, but usually 4 flies in that pocket fishing kit, because flies are very, very tiny. And also, even if you don't have your fly rod with you, even if you don't even own a fly rod, flies are nice to have, because a fly rod isn't really what makes a difference between fly fishing and regular fishing. I mean, it really is. But you can use flies with just a regular rod, and you can still catch quite a few fish, sometimes more fish than a regular lure on a regular rod. So, yeah, I always have four or more flies in my pocket fishing kit. So, after shoving all that stuff in your container, if it still has enough room, mine does, because of the container I use, but if it still has enough room, and the container you're using still fits in your pocket, then some good things to have are frogs and joint swim baits. These take up quite a bit of room, so and they're not as necessary as like a spinner bait or a jig. But if you have room, joint swim bait first, and if you still have room after that, frogs. So that's the episode for today. Like I said a couple episodes ago, if you guys have any questions or any ideas for an episode I can do, You can just, I guess you can just like go to Apple Podcasts and in the review section, just ask like review the podcast and ask a question in the review. Yeah, that's the only way. That's the best way I figured out how to do it. Yeah, that's the episode for today, and I'll see you next week.